Okay, today's daf is Chala daf Chav Zayin, and we are on Chav Vav Amud Beis. We just finished the daf, and we'll start with Chav Zayin, but just one comment from yesterday. Yesterday we had a couple of important Shas topics that came up, and today's daf is going to build on yesterday's daf. Yesterday we had a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan about who is our Mishnah according to, because there is a Mishnah later on that talks about whether if someone is mafresh challah from less than the minimum amount, we have five revayim. If somebody is mafresh less than that, so does it work? Is it chal? So that's a Mishnah later on daf lamed tes amed aleph. The Mishnah says there, "Ano tel chala min hakav." Rabbi Akiva omer chala, v'chachamim omrim ein chala. Machlokas whether there is chala from less than a kav. And the Gemara, there limits that machlokas, but that's the machlokas. So the Gemara here on yesterday's daf wonders our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talks about how you started the kneading process and you have some of the water and the flour connected to each other, but not all of it. So the Gemara says that hafrasha works as long as you don't have a shear of challah in what's left, in the remainder. The Mishnah does not give any limits about how much you have to have in the part that's already mixed, the water and the flour. There's no minimum there. So it sounds like even if it's less than the shear of challah, it's still going to work. Less than five revim is still going to work. So there was a machlokas yesterday where Reish Lakish says this only works according to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is the one that says even if you're mafresh chala only from a kav, so then it works, and it's against the chachamim. And the Gemara says, even Rabbi Akiva only said it b'di'evet, not lacharchila. So the Gemara said, yeah, this is even further. This is super Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says it works b'di'evet, and our Mishnah says it works even lacharchila. That was all Dan number one. That was Rabbi Yossi in the name of Reish Lakish. Keep out, that was Rabbi Yossi in the name of Reish Lakish. Today's daf is going to start off with Rabbi Yossi. So that's Rabbi Yossi and Reish Lakish. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, Rabbi Yochanan said our Mishnah could be according to everyone. Over there, it's about, if it's less than the less the amount, less than five revayim, that's where there's a machlokas. But here, is it less? It's connected to what you're going to be mafresh with. It's connected to all the flour that's not connected to the water yet. Right, so the Gemara said yesterday's daf, kivachino senes esamayim zuhi reishis ariso zechem. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of the process. Like we had yesterday, the Rabbi Yosef Engel, it's ksasios in the process. Right, it's the beginning of the process. It's not in terms of quantity, but in terms of maisa. And therefore, it can be according to everybody, even in the Rabbanan who say later on that if you do your mafresh chala from a kav, it's not good enough. Here, it's not a kav. Here, it's not a kav. It's more than a kav. And therefore, it would be okay. So that was the machlokas we had yesterday between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about who our Mishnah is like, only Rabbi Akiva or according to everyone. So then we had, again, just reviewing, then we had a brayso that talks about what happens if you have Maaser Rishon that got mixed up at the Chulin. Maaser Rishon, which has Shumas Maaser in it, that gets mixed up at the Chulin. So what are you supposed to do? So Rabbi Elazar ben Arach said, well, if you don't have a choice, so then designate it that it'll be batel automatically. You don't have a choice. If you have other Maaser Rishon in your house, then take off Shumas Maaser from that Maaser Rishon, and then that could cover what's in here. But if you don't have a choice, you don't have any other Maaser Rishon, then the halacha doesn't say that you have to just throw it out. The halacha says you could declare it, and it could be batel right away. And even though we paskin eim avat l'disol l'chadchila, but here you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice, and therefore one could do that. And then the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan said the fact that we gave instructions to the Kohanos, that proves against Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, right? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Arach said that you could cause this bitul l'chadchila, and the instructions that we gave the Kohanos, who, if you remember, with the people had Kohanos come over to be mafresh for them, so that they're experienced, that they know how to do everything b'tara. And part of their instructions were to, the language was, and this is going to come up today, chutz b'natamei sheba. When I take off some of the challah, when I mafresh some of the challah, what are the instructions? I say, this is challah to cover this dough and to cover the yeast that's going to get mixed in and the flour that's not mixed in yet and the pieces that are underneath and what's tameh in, excluding what's tamei in this piece? Right, I pick up a piece of challah and I say, what's tamei in here should not be included. That should chuspen a tamei shabbat. So, why do you do that? Asked the Gemara. Why don't you just let it be a little bit of tamei and it'll be batel in the whole mixture? So it must be we don't do this bitul lechatchila. Fine, that was the Gemara. And then the Gemara said maybe there's no problem with Rav Elazar ben Arach, because maybe Rav Elazar ben Arach is only where you have enough to be mevatel and here you don't, or maybe there you don't have a. You can be misakin it from somewhere else, and here you can't be misakin it. There you can't be misakin it from anywhere else, and here you can. Okay, that was the discussion yesterday, which we're going to build on. We're going to build on today. But we discussed a little bit yesterday about Davishel Bala Olam. We discussed a little bit yesterday about Davishel Matirin. Maybe one comment about, because it has to do with yesterday's daf, also about Eim Aval and Eslachat Chila. We mentioned that according to the most Rishonim, that concept is an Issa D'Rabbanan. To cause bittul lachadchila is asur midrabanan, not asur daraisa. Where in the chart it says you can't do that, right? But drabanan, there is a ravid that says in his little sefer the iser mashahu that says that it's asur daraisa. But there is an avne miluim that says maybe it's daraisa in certain cases, and that would be relating to yesterday's daf. It might be daraisa, the whole discussion, because the avne miluim, and again it's discussed by the later achronim. Avne miluim is the ksos on Evan Ezer, but this is the end. This is the tshuvis avne miluim in the back of the sefer. So usually tshuvis are about lamaisa cases that were asked. Not here. These are like shagas aryeh tshuvis. Shagas aryeh tshuvis aren't like kashas. Is kriyash ba daraisa de rabbanan? Is it as van grama? Right, so here these shuvas are lamdas shuvas. So in Siman Yud Ches, there he talks about the Gemara Yuma at the end of the last parak. Tanur Rabbanan, bishachsu bol mispach chilat osa akala kal tchila. If somebody is ill, then they could eat even not kosher. So we give them the least not kosher. That's the Gemara. Hakal hakal. You give them the least not kosher, and the Gemara goes through some different choices. What if you have tevel and nevela? What do you give? So you give nevela, because nevela is just an Isser Lav, and tevel is Misa B'nei Shemayim. Tevel and Shvius, you give Shvius. Tevel and Shruma is a Machlokas Tanaim. Tevel and Shruma, do you give the tevel? Is that less, or is Truma the less? Bentema Omer says you give Truma, and not tevel. Amar Rabba, and the Gemara there says, Hecha de'efshar b'chulin kol yamalo pligi de'mezot saknina leiv safina lei. Ki pligi b'delo efshar b'chulin. If you don't have a choice. Man marsav ar tevel chomer, avu truma. Truma not chomer, because a kohen can eat truma. So that shows, reflects that it's less chomer. And one says, truma is chamura, but tevel is, you could fix it. It's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Tevel you could fix. Okay, so that's the question, the Gemara, about tevel and truma chlokas. The Mishnah Lamelech asks to the Sefer Parshas Drachim, why don't you have a different option? You're worried here about tevel versus truma. Lama lo nasa tikun acher lihi notzel me iser tevel or me iser truma. I have a way that you could solve both isurim, and that is be take the tevel, be mafrish v'hushi yisakein v'yafrish hatruma v'yachzer v'yarev osa imachulin. Take the tevel and be mafrish truma from the chulin, and then mix it back in. Right, so then why don't then you won't have any isurim? You won't dahash to leke iser Torah klal to amen a Torah chad b'tri bato k'dech sedach v'ram lahatos umagam bim b'mino v'chi teima eim avalin isla chachila. And what about eim avalin isla chachila? Where you're going to be mafresh shuma and then be mevatelid lo mi boil as far as we showed him eim avalin isla chachila ena olami drabana. Not only if eim avalin is isla drabana like most say ella afilo leman da'amar bidaraisa. But it's still just an Isser Lechadchila. But here, isn't it better to violate Eim Avalin Isser Lechadchila than to violate an Isser of eating not kosher? Here, a person's sick, so he has to eat something not kosher. So he has to violate an Isser. So which Isser is it better to violate? The Mishnah Baal says, better to violate Eim Avalin Isser Lechadchila than eating not kosher. Than eating Trum or Tevel. Is that a better choice? That's the question of the Mishnah Lamelech that the Avni Miluim deals with. So we've quoted this before. So the answer is, he says, "Leni as adi nira to be isra derabanan pshita." If it's only an isra derabanan of the food that you're eating, then for sure it would be better just to eat it. But here he says, "This eim avala nisul chadchila is more chomer because we're talking about truma and being mevatel truma lachadchila. That's an isra daraisa lekuli alma. That's his chiddush. Even though eim avala nisul chadchila is only an isra derabanan." By most cases, being mevatel other things, being mevatel any isser. P pig or chalev or arla, being mevatel other isurim, but being mevatel truma is an issur daraisa, because there's a mitzvah to be shomer on truma. Yerlanias daiti dahacha min haTorah aser mishum daanu musharin ala truma shalom nafsidena kidechsev ushmarat besvesperas trumosoi umin haTorah tzarach shimur shalom nafsid truma. Right, we can't destroy truma, and when you're mevatel truma, that's destroying truma. Ukishem mevatel truma betochulin hari nefach isur leheter v'naseh mitruma chulin dacher amlahatos v'avle ma'ab k'ma'abe truma biadayim. And therefore, that's an isidaraisa. So, you know, it's not better than just eating something not kosher. It's still an isidaraisa violating. So therefore, that's the chiddush of the Avodah Zarah. So yesterday's whole discussion, what are we mevatel? We're being mevatel the Trumas Meiser. Same thing. Trumas Meiser has the same dinim as Truma. So you know, the whole discussion yesterday of Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch's allowance, if you put the Avodah Miluim in, so that's an even bigger chiddush. That's being mevatel an isidaraisa of Truma, and therefore Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch's Chiddush is an added layer of Chiddush according to this Shita. One other source, and then we'll continue with the top of today's daf, and that is, we had a Rabbi Yosef Engel yesterday, so we have another one today. If you look in Beis HaOtzar, he has a Kabbalistic view of Eim Mevat L'Nisa L'Chadchila. What's the whole Hashkafa behind? So he says, what's the source of Eim Mevat L'Nisa L'Chadchila? Do you have a separate source? So but the Avodah Miluim quotes by for Truma. But what about in general? How do you know you can't be Mevatel Truma? We know there's a concept of Bittel. So what if I want to make my mixture a little bigger? So I'm going to take some chalev, non-kosher fat, put less than 1/60th in. Why is that wrong? Bittel works. What's the source for that? What's the source for taking milk and putting it less than 1/60th into my chicken soup? Right? Why is that wrong? So explains the Beis HaOtzar, it's Svara. It's a Svara. We haven't mentioned this in a long time. Hachanami bi isurei Torah. Shaper nitan lehe omer. Toha isurim atzmam morim al isur bitulam. The existence of the isur itself reflects that you can't be mevatelit, or else the whole concept of isur in the Torah would fall apart. This is asur. Oh, no, it's not. Put it into a mixture. Be mevatelit. Of course, says the Beis Avengel, the Isser itself reflects on the Isser to be mevatelit. Dim lo kein hari akol yivatlu b'isurim, v'lo yakiyam el isurim b'foel. Right? There will be no isurim in the world. Right? Because, and you might say, okay, fine. No, that can't be. The Torah says certain things are asur. You can't say that you could figure out a way to get rid of all isurim and eat them. That's just wrong. That would be asur. In terms of just what it reflects. And then he quotes, and according to the Mekubalim also, what Mekubalim? He quotes, D'inyin heter v'isser ma'achalo sumipas shaha mosarim hanekudosh hakedusha shebohem roi va'omid lehelos edi achilas adam. It's getting Kabbalistic. He says, even non-kosher items have sparks of holiness in them, which are not meant to be consumed, but Hashem will cause bittul to take place when it's time for those nekudos hakedusha to be uplifted by a Jew eating them. So, but that's only when Hashem causes it to happen. Meaning, if I trip and my milk spills into the chicken soup because Hashem meant that, but I'm going to do it directly. I'm going to cause bittul lechadchila. It's not time for those sparks of holiness to be uplifted at that time. V'imkein iloi amutu levatel v'haya hakol mevatlim ha'yisurim stam. V'imkein ha'haya harei hakol osin v'emes neged inyin ha'isur. Sh'arei adayin ein zman tikuno v'hechshero. Whoa. So that's the Nekudas HaKedusha idea quoted by Rabbi Yosef Engel. That's the Ksos and Rabbi Yosef Engel. Now we continue. On the top. So again, we had a machlokes yesterday between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, but now let's get back to Reish Lakish was Rabbi Yossi in the name of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yossi in the name of Reish Lakish. Now we have the top of Chav Zayin and Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi is the one that's like Reish Lakish. What did they say? That our Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Akiva, meaning that you could have less than the amount of Chamesh Revayim Chala. But we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. We hold like the Rabbanan. And according to the Rabbanan, you need the minimum. You need the minimum. That you can't be mafresh from a kav. So now, the question is, according to the Rabbanan, how did the rabbis teach the Kohanos to be mafresh so early in the process? Wouldn't the Rabbanan say you're not allowed to do that? Again, why did they have the Kohanos yesterday? I used to call the Kohanos to be mafresh bechala, because I don't want to get mixed up at the Toma. I would call them over. They'd be mafresh very early in the process. The earliest time you can be mafresh, because you know, it wouldn't become tummy then. So when's early in the process? When the water started connecting to the flour, before you have a whole Gilgal. That's when they used to do it. But one second. But according to the Rabbanon, you can't do that, no? According to Rabbi Akiva, you could do that. But we said that our Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Akiva, not like the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanan, you can't be mafresh from a kav. It has to be only from chamesh revayim. So don't you need five revayim in the what's already mixed up? And we said, our understanding was that these kohanos that used to come over to all their neighbors' houses, they used to be mafresh from the flour and the water that started to get mixed in even before you have a kav, before you have five revayim in there. So that's what the Gemara says, how they do that. So Amar Rabbi Yossi says, you're right. The whole instructions was only Nirin Advarim Ba'arvei Shabbosos. All those instructions for the Kohanos that we had yesterday was only in Erev Shabbos, when there must have been a lot of people baking challah. And then these Kohanos had a lot of dough, and in the dough that's already started being mixed in, there was enough. There was Chamesh Revayim. Nirin Advarim Ba'arvei Shabbosos. Shezu Mevia, this woman brings. Vizu Mevia, this woman brings. So then, Kemafresh Bichiv Al Chiv. So then, there's enough in there. There's enough in there to be mafresh b'chiyav al-chiyav. Aval b'chol, but on a weekday, these instructions wouldn't work. Why? On a weekday, when you would have less than the shear of challah in what's already mixed in, you would have less than chamesh revayim, so then, that's a problem. Why? Tiknu b'challah shetei nitalas ben atar al-atame. Fine, you could get over the hump of giving them instructions and excluding something that's tameh, and you'll be mafresh from Torah al tameh. Fine, that you could be get over b'di'evet. Vishalom and amukav and also min amukav is only the chachila, and you don't want it to be touched. That also you could get out of. But shema mipater al achiyuv, you can't get out of that one, right? If you only have enough flour and water, less than the minimum amount, that's minapater. What's from pater? You don't have enough challah. That's not going to work for al achiyuv if you have chiyuv that you're trying to poter. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi, who's really Reish Lakish from yesterday, Rabbi Yossi says, all the instructions from yesterday, that was only Erev Shabbos. That was only Erev Shabbos, because then the Kohanos have plenty of dough, and they already have Chamesh's Revoim in what's already connected, the water and the flour. Just parenthetically, there's a problem which we're just going to mention, we're not going to get to now. We discussed this a few weeks ago. Isn't it true that even if you have a dough that was all connected, if it's eventually going to be separated back to the separate owners, it's not called connected? If you have five women that gave to a baker, and then the baker's going to give it back to those five women, then it's not called mitzurif. So what about here? Isn't that exactly what we're talking about here? But the Gemara is assuming that it is mitzurif. Okay, that's a kasha. How do you work out based on, unless this Gemara is holding otherwise? This Gemara is holding that it can be connected even with different owners. So this is all Rabbi Yossi. There's what to talk about for on Erev Shabbos, Onig and Kavod, but let's just finish the conversation. Amar Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yona argues. Rabbi Yona says, no. Rabbi Yona says, you're right. I agree with you. You got a problem. You have a problem if, according to the Rabbanon, because you have less than the requisite amount for the Chiyuv of Challah. In the flour and the water that you have. So that's why it has to be on Friday. But I'll give you another problem, which makes it worse. Rabbi Yona says, the opposite. The instructions were only given on a weekday, not on Friday. The opposite. Amar Rabbi Yona, lo mistavra delo. Remember in Yerushalmi language, delo means da ella, dela, right? Bechol. Rabbi Yona says the exact opposite of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says all those instructions from yesterday was only given on Friday. That's the only when it worked, because that's when you have a chiyuv of challah. Rabbi Yona says having a chiyuv of challah makes it worse. Makes it worse, not better. And therefore the instructions only were given on a weekday, not on Friday. Why? What's his svara? His svara is because what was part of the instructions? Chutz min hatameh sheba. What did that mean? That meant I take a piece of dough, I'm afresh to this challah, and I say, excluding the piece of tame in here. But one second, if I say that, I'm excluding anything that might become tame in this piece that I just picked up, so that little piece remains tevel. Remains tevel. Because I'm not being mafresh, I don't want it to have anything to do with the hafrasha that I'm doing right now. So fine, the dough that's left in the bowl, that's going to be covered. But what's in here, I'm excluding. Because I don't want it, if it becomes tameh, I'm excluding it, and it's touching the challah, I don't want it to be tameh. So you're going to end up with a piece of tevel tameh? Isn't that worse than having truma tameh? Truma tameh can be eaten. It doesn't answer your whole mixture. But says Rabbi Yonah, the instructions are worse on Shabbos, because then you're going to really have a challah, you're going to have a precious challah, and then you're going to have tevel tameh that's going to be mixed in. That's going to be even worse. So Amar Abiyona lo mistavra dola b'chol, isn't it better to have it on a weekday? So let's keep reading. This is all Rabbi Yonah talking. Avo be'erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, tzricha lomar hi v'hatamei sheba, which really, look at the gears of the Marifolda, tzricha lomar v'al hatamei sheba. Right? It's better, the formulation should be, that this challah is also going to cover the tamei in my chulin. Right, look at the top marafolda. Fine, alatami shebachala tiachala azos gamkin chala. You don't want to exclude something and leave it as tevel. Right, you want your chala to cover everything. So you'll have chulin tamein, which might be matame what you have, and not tevel tamein. Isn't that better? Lama, so now Rabbi Yonah keeps talking in the Gemara. Why is this better? Again, whether it's Erev Shabbos or whether it's weekday, you got a problem. Rabbi Yonah is going to say, I like my solution better on a weekday than your solution, Rabbi Yossi, better on a Friday. Right? Why? Let's go. So on a weekday, you have this problem. Right? What weekday, what problem do you have? This is the problem that Rabbi Yossi said, until it becomes one gush, until you have enough flour and water together, he tells l'shum challah. You're trying to take challah before there's a chiv of challah. Right? So that's the weekday problem. And on Erev Shabbos, Misha Teyase Gush Echad, when it's a Friday, when it's on Erev Shabbos, it's all one unit. He Kadeshul Hashem Chala, it's really going to be Chala, right? It's really going to be Chala because you have enough of a shear to make it Chala on Friday. But Im Omer At Chutz Ben Atami Sheba, but if you use that Lashon, that they instructed these Kohanos, meaning excluding the Tami Sheba, Nimsa Tevel Tami Mura Pachala. You're going to end up having tevel tummy in your challah. And that's bad. Tevel is also misabei shamayim. So, says Reb Yonah, mitoch, I'd rather solve the latter problem than the earlier problem. I'd rather solve the weekday problem, Sunday through Thursday, than the Friday problem. That's a worse problem in my view. And therefore he says, mitoch sha'at omer, since you say, he, and this should be, va'al ha'tamei sheba, right? Say, it covers. Don't exclude what's tameh. Cover. If it becomes tameh, right? Atay Sheba, chulin tameh. So you have chulin tameh in there. Fine. Chulin tameh might be matame or mixture, but that's better than having tevel. Vilo mutav lahafrish bin apater alachiv. And isn't it better to be mafrish? What was your problem on a weekday? You don't have the shear of challah? That's okay. You don't have the shear of challah? That's okay. Be mafresh ben apater alachiyev. V'lo yeh tevel tamei me'urav b'chala. End of conversation, end of the line. But that's Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah said, it's better, I think it's easier to get over the hump of min hapater alachiyev than to get over the hump of having tevel tamei stuck that wasn't covered by anything. So how did he get over the hump in hapater alachiyev? What Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi says, fine, you can get out of min amukaf b'di'evet, and you can get out of min hatar latame b'di'evet. But how can you get out of min apadur l'chiyev? It must be that Rabbi Yonah holds that's also l'chadchila. Meaning, as long as it's, we had this yesterday, as long as it's biyado to take it off now, it must be that he doesn't think, I could add dough. Right now, it's in the process of becoming enough of a shear. So it must be that he looks at it as, you're right, it's been a patur l'chiyev, but maybe it's not so bad because it's going to be mixed in a few minutes. It's going to be mixed in a few minutes. So Rabbi Yonah must hold that's not so bad. But according to Rabbi Yossi, he thinks it is bad. Min ha'patur l'chiyev, that's not challah. that's not going to be challah. If you have something that's less than the shear, that's not going to be challah. So he thinks it's worse to have the tevel, possible tevel, that is mixed in. So we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi. When were those instructions by the rabbis given? Were they given Sunday through Thursday? When you had less than the shear of challah in what was mixed in, but you don't have any worry about tevel? Or was it only given on Friday when you had no problem min hapater alachiyev, but you did have the problem of excluding chus min hatami shabbah? That's what you did. You can end up having tevel tummy in here, and that's a problem. So each one of them tries to choose the lesser of the two, evils. Good. So let's, let's just, once we're here, let's just finish and then we'll fill in what, there's time. So Amar Shmuel Bar Avduma, Shmuel Bar Avduma, says, V'lola Mafreya hi Kadesha. Isn't it, Mafreya here doesn't mean that, like it usually means retroactive, but here, Shmuel Bar Avduma means, wouldn't it be good just to have in mind that you're the chalos of the hafrasha would be delayed? Right? Can't you just delay it and then you get out of any problem of minapater alachiv? Meaning, it started being mixed in, and in about 5 minutes, everything in the bowl is going to be mixed in. You want to do it very early because you don't want it to become tummy. But why can't the kohanos just kind of have in mind that what I'm going to do now, it's not going to be challah until 5 minutes from now. I'm physically separating it now, but it's only going to be challah once everything gets mixed in, and then there'll be enough. So basically, la'achar zman. Can you do a hafresh la'achar zman? And once you do that, mikivan shi kadesha l'mafreya k'mafresh es michiv alachiv. Right, so Rev Shmuel Bar Avduma says that's what you could have in mind, and therefore, what does he say? Weekday and Friday, Sunday through Friday, every day. So he argues both on Rav Yonah and Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says only Friday. Rav Yonah says Sunday through Thursday, and Rav Shmuel Bar Avduma says no, it's fine. You could do it on a Friday too. You could do it on a weekday too. I don't think there's any issues. It's menachiv alachiv. There's no problem with Menapatra Lachiev, because what you're doing is going to have a delayed chalos. That's all you have to do. Says the Gemara, one final point. Our whole assumption was where that you didn't have mixed in yet. Our whole discussion was about what you had mixed in with the water and the flour. And the Gemara, back to the Mishnah, there's a separate, the Mishnah had also said, this only works if you don't have Chameshes Revaim left that weren't mixed in yet. That was the language of the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah said, we're about to quote now, Lama Liobavad, Shalo Yesham Chameshes Revaim Kemach. Right? The Gemara is discussing the line of the Mishnah, as long as you don't have five Revaim left, so then it is, then the Hafrasha works. Why do you have to not have that amount left? If the instructions are, I am going to be mafresh challah now, and I'm going to have in mind what's in here, and the pieces, the clumps on the bottom, and what's still in the bowl. You said that, beferish. Right? What were the instructions to the kohanos yesterday? You're going to have in mind, v'ala kemach shenishdayer ba. So what if there's enough shear of challah there? Why shouldn't it cover? So the Gemara says, you're right. Masisa kodem ashlo limdo as a kohanos. I'm a Rebbe, but he's a kohen that should limdos adonis. The Rebbe says the Mishnah is talking about where before they gave these instructions. Meaning, if you're not going to have in mind the flour that's left in the bowl, that's a problem. But you're right. If you say explicitly, if you make a tznai that you're going to have in mind the flour that's not mixed in yet, then your challah is going to cover that too. So therefore, you wouldn't have to have that limit of not having the shear left in the bowl. So what do we have on today's daf? Basically, just three opinions. Three opinions, when are those instructions given? Sunday through Thursday, Friday, or both? Right, that was the end. The question is, you want to just have the lesser of the problems, and each shita holds which is the lesser of the problems. Erev Shabbos, Hafrashas Chal and Erev Shabbos, is a special din, right? The first simon in Hilcha Shabbos, Reish Mem Beis. Reish Mem Beis, the Rama quotes, you should bake challah on Friday. Right, the Rama says, Noagin lalush kideshir challah babayis, lasos mehem lachamim, lafso alem, b'shabbos v'yantif. The Rama quotes from the Mordechai, to bake challah, v'umi kavet shabbos v'yantif, v'ein l'shanos. The Bir alacha, but we'll see what this is, l'maisa. Bir alacha, the B'chavetz Chaim says, 100 years ago. Ubavanosenu harabim, in our great sins, hayom ischilu eze nashim lahashpizu. Some of the women out there don't do this minag. Velochin min haofe, and they go buy challah from the bakery. Velav shaper abdi. It's not good what they're doing. Demaktinim bazek kavet Shabbos. They're not doing it themselves. Mitzvah yasmi b'shlucho. Right? And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, why are they doing this? That's the Bir Halacha. But, the if you look at the Piskei Tshuva, Piskei Tshuva says, because in those days, bakery challah was much in less good. It was much more inferior. It was inferior. What if the challah from the bakery is better and it's more kavet Shabbos? Then of course it's fine. Right? You spend all red. Right, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about people who are trying to get out of the Kavod Shabbos. Get out of the Kavod Shabbos, but if somebody spends their whole day in the kitchen, but challah is, I love these challahs from the bakery, then obviously fine, it is fine, one doesn't have to, isn't upset. The Chafetz Chaim wouldn't be upset in that regard. There's enough bakeries. And again, there's a lot about Kavod and Onik Shabbos, which we don't have time for, but Be'ez Hashem, look into Reish Ben Beis, Kavod Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, the difference between them. Maybe we'll start with some of that next time. Okay, we'll stop here.